It's your host, Marsha.
And Mega.
And welcome back to another episode of RMV.
Hey guys, it's been a while since we recorded an episode because both of us were on a break, but we're so excited to be back. And random question, Marsha, do you listen to the radio?
Yes, of course. I listen to the radio on a daily basis. Like, music is my life. And, you know, I listen to music just to relieve my stress. And it's kind of like my happy place. And if you're talking about, like, what type of genre of music I like, I love Bollywood music. So how about you, Mega?
Yeah, I listen to the radio all the time, too. But the reason I asked you this is because today we have Srija Sharma, the host of Bali 92.3 FM. Thank you so much for joining, Srija.
I am so excited to be with both of you. And I know you told me that you want to know about my radio journey, but I'm kind of curious about your radio journey. Both of you are, or your podcast, but maybe we'll get to that later. Let me say, I'm so excited to be here and to talk to both of you, Megha and Marsha.
Yes, thank you so much for joining. And yeah, we will totally tell our story. We became podcasters during the quarantine, 2020 quarantine. Mm-hmm. Varsha and I both wanted to find like a way to, we were kind of bored during that time. So we were like, you know, let's make something. We're really passionate about, you know, like learning about new things, learning about new people. So we're like, let's make a podcast. So then we started to make a podcast and like, it was kind of hard at first because both of us, you know, it was a new thing. And like, we didn't really know how to talk. We had a lot of like stuttering issues and like, we didn't really know how to interview people, but along the way we've improved and like, we're really happy on where we are now.
Wow. I will say you don't sound like hosts who have just recently started. I mean, if you told me you've been doing this all your life, I would have believed you.
Oh, really? I'm like, that's actually a really big compliment. Because
yeah.
I think when I speak, I feel like I stutter a lot and like I get nervous about that. So I'm just like, that's a really big compliment.
Oh, I'm not hearing that at all. So I don't know who's been telling you that, but you sound great. I mean, both of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like honestly, the podcast thing is, it's all thanks to Mega too, because I actually didn't know what a podcast was originally. So yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, thank you so much for joining. And my family actually listens to 92.3 all the time. And we also listen to the morning show specifically, like a few years back, like 2014 or so, my mm-hmm. mom and my sister would listen to your show every day going to school. And my sister was saying how she loved you when you said, you know, like Marvelous Monday, Fun Friday, Wacky Wednesday. She loved those things. And actually, like, my mom said that one episode or something, you said, oh, here comes a Wacky Wednesday or something like that. And my sister was like 3 years old. And like, she looked at the window. She said, hey, where is Wacky Wednesday? And like, she said she actually texted you about this. And like, you spoke on it on the radio show in the morning, spoke on it on air. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's so cool. So they were like big fans of you. My sister would always imitate your voice.
Oh, that is so cute. Why am I not talking to your sister? I mean, I would have loved for her also to be here.
But... yeah.
Wow, that's just 3 years old. Wow, that's, you know, that's such a, thank you for sharing that, because it just makes it's just so motivational to hear something like that you know, it somebody used to listen to so intently. And thank you to your mom as well. So it's great. I hope you know, your sister has happy memories of that time.
Oh, definitely. Both of them have happy memories.
Well, thank you for letting me know, and hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to your sister someday soon.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and I'm also really super excited for this conversation. Since I also listen to 92.3 FM actually every day, morning, like on a school day, like every day when I go to school in the car. So like my mom and I, my sister, we always listen to you, Srija, every day, even today morning as well. And I wanted to say that like I always learn something new from you, Srija, and it always keeps me like in a positive mindset and keeps me motivated to push throughout the busy day ahead of me.
Thank you. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed today's show. You know, I mean, Fridays, usually we tend to go crazier than usual. And we try. That's how the week ends. So hopefully you had fun listening.
Yes, of course. I had so much fun. And yeah, so we wanted to start off by talking a little bit about your journey as a radio host. So you have been hosting 92.3 FM for 4 years now, which is pretty long. So I wanted to ask, how has the experience been so far, and what really made you become a radio host?
The experience has been great, and wow, time flies. So it's already been 4 years with 92.3 FM, but actually my radio journey started many years back in India with All India Radio. And it happened sort of accidentally. It was, you know, it's a long story. So to cut it short, my father actually saw something, an ad, which was, you know, they were advertising looking for radio hosts. And my father felt that this could be something that I might like to do. So he pointed that out to me and said, is this something you'd like to try? And I said, yeah, why not? And that's how I got into the radio industry. I wasn't really thinking about it, but that's how I got into it. Once I got into it, I discovered that I loved it. I don't think I've loved anything as much as I've loved doing radio. So this was, although it was an accidental discovery, but I don't think I've ever wanted to do anything else since. So I did radio in Dubai, in Delhi with All India Radio. Then I moved to Dubai, did host the morning drive there in Dubai for what was the most popular radio station there at the time, and called Hum FM. And then I moved here to the US, and here we are. So it's been a long journey. That's how I got into it. I have loved it all these years. I, you know, those right now I'm hosting this 3 hour show. So those 3 hours, I think I just lose myself. I don't know if I'm using the right words to express. I mean, as a radio host, you should not be short of words, but I find myself short of words right now. But those 3 hours every morning, I although it's you know, a daily show, and sometimes it does tire you out. By the end of the week, I am sometimes exhausted from having to, you know, look for the news to share and stuff like that. But on those 3 hours, I just enjoy myself so much every morning that I'm not tired those 3 hours, maybe after, but it's just been so much fun for so many years now, and I don't see myself wanting to stop.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it has been a huge journey. Like, I've also seen, you know, like you talk every, like I was here, listen every day. And I always tell my mom to, like, she's just super energetic every day. And, you know, she's just so, like, active and things like that. So yeah, it's actually remarkable, because, like, you know, like, I've always thought about, like, the journey, right? So that's kind of why I also wanted to interview you, because, like, also being a radio host, it, like, seems really fun. Like, I also wanted to do it. That's also kind of why, like, we started a podcast in the first place too. But yeah,
it is super fun. It is a lot of work also, because you know, you usually I mean some of my friends also, when we talk, so they will also say that to me, this must be such a fun job. And I tell them, the fun part is what you are listening to, but the actual hard part is what we do behind the scenes, you know, just trying to find the right stories to share. Sometimes you could spend the whole day and not really find anything that, you know, for the next day. And sometimes you look a few hours and you have everything. So we have good and bad days, some days, and irrespective of how you're feeling on a particular day, you have to go ahead and do your work. You know, I don't have the luxury, or any radio host does, no radio host has the luxury of saying that, you know, today I'm just not in the mood, I don't want to do it, or I have this terrible migraine, so I don't think I can do it. You just have to go out there and do it, irrespective. So it can be hard, but yes, this if you love it, it's the best thing in the world. I mean, I love it. I don't think I'm one of those lucky people that gets to do what they like. So I'm very thankful and very grateful, and I absolutely love it every morning.
Yeah, that's really amazing to hear. I think, like, same thing with podcasting. Like, for me and Varsha, is actually one of the best things in our day. Like, since we're both seniors in high school, we've been stressed out to the max this year, for me especially. So doing the podcast has been like a stress reliever for both of us. I think it's like a way that we get to have fun and just talk and, like, you know, interview people. Like, that's what makes us happy the most. And we were on a break recently because, like, we had so much work, and, like, I really missed those days. So this is actually our first episode back, and I'm already really happy, really less stressed, and just feeling good.
No, that's good to hear, and let's hope it's a good 2022 for you. You know, first episode back. Hopefully, you'll be less stressed, and hopefully, you'll have many more episodes this year, and fun ones too. But I'm glad to hear that this is something that, you know, you also sort of accidentally discovered, both of you, but that you're loving it. It sounds almost like my story.
Exactly. Yeah, we're really thankful for this. So I wanted to know, like, you said, you know, being a radio host is the best thing. Do you have any favorite moments about being a radio host, or like, do you have any like funny encounters or special moments about being a radio host?
I have actually so many. I don't know which ones to share, but let me share one. I'm sure I've spoken about this on the radio also, but let me, there are a couple that are coming to mind, but let me share this one first. There are this one, I'm sure you know S.P. Balasubramaniam, the singer, right?
So yeah.
So this is a memory which has S.P. Balasubramaniam. This happened when I was in Dubai, and I was sent to interview S.P. Balasubramaniam, and he was the late singer was in a hotel at that time. So we set up everything and we started to interview SPB, as he's fondly called by his fans. And everything goes off great. The interview goes off great. So right at the end, then I say, you know, I have a favorite song, and can you please sing a few lines of that for me? And he says, sure, what song is it? And there's this movie called Maine Pyar Kiya, which was one of the early the movie with which Salman Khan arrived on the, made it big in a sense. And there's this beautiful song called Aate Jaate Haste Gaate in it. So I said, there is the song. Do you think you could sing a few lines of this for me? And then he says, I can, but I don't remember all the lyrics. So do you think you can help me with that? And then I say, yeah, because I knew all the lyrics. But I was like, how do we do it? So my favorite memory is of me, actually speaking one line. Then SPB would sing that. Then I would go on to the second line. Then he would sing that. Then I would go, I was like, you know, it was such a fan moment for me. I was like, wow, I am actually telling SP Balasubramaniam the lyrics to his own song. This is so, and I don't know how many people I told that story to right after the interview was over. I was on cloud nine. I don't know where I was, honestly. It was one of my very early big celebrity interviews, and I was so excited, and I was so thrilled. And that's a moment, I think, also because it came very early in my career, one that will always be special, and one that I will always cherish. So that's a very, very favorite memory of mine, radio memory.
Yeah, that sounds like a best memory, meeting your idol, I guess, someone you fan over.
Yeah. <That's>
amazing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Even now when I think about it, it's just like, wow, I can't believe that actually happened. So that was very special.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm moving on. I have also, like, you know, while listening to the radio, I always wanted to know, like, the behind the scenes, because I know there's so much going behind the scenes that, like, we don't know. Like, I wanted to know, like, all, like, the magic behind it. So I just want to know, like, how does it really work? Like, you know, when you play the songs, make sure there's no songs like repeating, and like, you know, you do a lot of like scheduling, organizing, and like, it sounds like a lot of work. So can you give us like a little bit of detail about how it works?
Yes, it is a good amount of work behind the scenes. I would say the biggest part of the work, speaking specifically about the morning, is finding the information that I'd like to use on the show the next day. So getting all the stuff into place. Very often I make changes at the very last minute, because there's something that suddenly comes in and which looks much more attractive than the story I had in mind to share. So then I will switch that out at the last minute. But I do have stories in mind the previous day. I've sort of already decided, if I don't get anything else, what are the stories that I'm going to share the next day? So finding all those stories, that takes up a good amount of the day. And that is first and foremost. And then the music, of course. I mean, speaking specifically about Bolly 92.3, we are a music station. We are a 24/7 music station. So music is what defines us. And finding the music for the show, you know, something that the listeners will like. We play a music mostly 90s onwards. There is occasionally a classic song that we'll play in a special segment or on some special shows. But finding the music, a mix of the new and the 90s and the 2000s, the very new, So yes, finding songs, some of the new songs you may find that they do tend to get played more often. You'll hear a song today, you might hear the same song tomorrow, maybe not in the same hour, but another hour, because when they're new songs, we do tend to, play them more often. And not to repeat those songs on the same show. If you play it once today, you won't hear the same song on the same show, over the course of the next 2 hours. But yes, for sure, perhaps the next day if it's a new song. It's a lot of coordination. You know, you work with your producer, you work with the rest of the team, somebody who's recording an interview. All those segments have to fall into place. We have guests on the show. We have our clients on the show who talk to us. So we have those interviews too. So it's a lot of coordination that goes on behind the scenes. When you start out, everything seems so hard, but then things fall into place and then you find that it gets easier as you go along. It never gets to the point where you can say, oh, you know what, I could just do this with my eyes closed. Perhaps you could, but I wouldn't want to. It's a lot of work, but I would say that for somebody like you, Megha, and you, Varsha, you started this during the pandemic. And I think Varsha, it was you that said that you'd maybe like to explore radio ahead. I would say you sound like pros already. So you should definitely try it out.
Oh, thank you so much. That is a huge compliment as well. Yeah, and that's also kind of why, like, because there's no repeated songs, even though it's really rarely there's repeated songs, like every time I listen, like in the morning and also in the afternoon as well, like it's always a new song. So that's kind of like, I kind of like how, you know, Bali 92.3 FM, the radio, it's like really unique from like other stations that I've listened to. Like I've also listened to, you know, other stations like, not Indian specifically, it's like, you know, English songs and stuff, but like I'm not going to call out other radio stations or anything. I mean, they're all good in their own way, but I think Bali 92.3 is kind of like, the FM is very unique because, again, it like resonates with the culture, you know, like and it's like the Bay Area, which is, there's a lot of Indian, like Indian population. So yeah, I mean, I still love it, and I can imagine, like, you know, how much work that's been put through, like especially you were saying, Shreeja, like, you know, there's a lot of technical stuff going behind the scenes and things like that. So like, you know, all careers, becoming a host, like you said, Shreeja, like it's not easy, right? It's definitely has its own difficulties, and so you need a lot of skills. Like you need to know how to talk really well, like communication, you know, a lot of creative thinking, improvisation, and so much more. So like I was thinking, like, what are some tips you can give for people who want to be a radio jockey in the future? And like I've heard, like, from a lot of friends and, like, you know, from others, like who are from like older people, that they were saying like, oh, you should major in like communications or like business, and then kind of like get into that track. So do you have any like advice to offer, and like what you can, like, you know, how do you really start?
I would say yes. You know, if this is something that, to anybody who's interested in getting into radio, it definitely will help if you try and find out what the radio industry is like, and you go ahead and do a course, or you know, take a course that will actually help you. Communications, like you said, definitely, or anything else that you think might benefit. The education part of it is always going to be important. But aside from that, there are the skills that you need. You need to know how to tell a story, for instance, you know, communicate a story the right way, how to connect with your listeners. That I think is important, because you can tell a story, you can either tell it blandly, or you can tell it in a way where the people who are listening, they feel like this is so relatable sometimes. You know, I'm just going back to what you said about here, Bali 92.3 FM with the, here in the Bay Area, there are so many Indians here, and just the connection, you know, South Asians, I won't even say Indians, but South Asians, the whole region. There are so many people from other countries in that region who listen to the station. And it takes you back to the memories that you left behind of the places that you grew up in. I grew up in India, for instance. And when I play some of the old songs, or when I play, it brings back a memory, triggers a memory. Oh, I remember this is where I was when I did this. And so many times I hear from my listeners too, oh, you know, I heard this, I was in college, or this was at my first place of work, this is how I met my spouse, stuff like that. It just brings back a memory. It's that connect that you want. Sometimes the music can provide that connect for you. And sometimes it's also what you say. You know, it could be a story that's here in the Bay Area. It may not have anything to do with India, for for instance. But when you, it's how you say it, it just helps you connect. Sometimes, you know, you could have somebody say that, oh, I know this is exactly how I responded to this. So I think it's important to find what appeals to your listeners, you know, when you're putting a show together, first to know your audience, and then to know, once you know your audience, you'll know what it is that they want or what it is that'll appeal to them. You find that, and then you find the right way to share that, the right way to tell that. And if it's a music station like ours is, you find the right music to play, and that also helps to connect. So there are so many things. There are so many things that go into making a radio show, you know, a radio show. And I think these are just some of the things. But of course, above everything, I'd say you have to have that passion for it, because to do a show, you could do a show once a month, you could do a show once a week, you could do a show twice a week, or in my case, like I do a show 5 days a week. So irrespective of how consistently you're doing it, you just need to have that passion every time. If you come back every day of the week, you have to have the same passion the next day, the following day, the day after. If you're doing it once a month, well, that's fine. When you come back the next month, you should have that same passion, because that is also, I think, one of the most attractive things for a listener, to have a radio host who sounds like this is where they want to be. You know, there's no place else where we'd want to be. That enthusiasm sometimes helps you connect instantly, and then the rest will follow.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. And as a podcaster, I feel the same way, that you have to be passionate about what you're doing, because if you're not passionate, your audience can clearly tell, like in your voice, the way you speak, that you can clearly tell, okay, yeah, they're not really passionate about what they're doing. And it's also important to, as you said, communicate with your audience and see what they like. Cause like we've experimented around and like we've discovered, oh, okay, our audience likes this, our audience likes this. So we've been like adjusting the same way. So yeah, I agree with you on that part.
I'm glad. Like I said, there are so many things I think that sound very, very similar when it comes to your story, your stories and my story. Not just how it started.
Yeah. So did you like really feel, I just wanted to ask like a personal question to you, Shreeja. So do you feel nervous sometimes, you know, like how do you kind of like avoid stuttering and like, you know, because you're talking live, right? Like you can't really mess up. It's kind of like, you know, when you're on TV, like have you seen those like news reporters? Like I've seen like so many like fails or like camera, like they're like, you know, the news reporters, like they don't know they're live, but then like they're probably looking on their phone and they're like, oh shoot, I'm on live. And like some people don't even know. So like, I mean, being a radio host, I mean, that's like a different story, because that's like on live TV, but this is like live radio. So like I just wanted to ask, do you feel like any nervous, any stuttering, like how do you like avoid that from happening?
You learn as you go along. I know when I started out, I was of course way more nervous than I am now. I won't say that I'm nervous each morning, but if there's a big interview coming up, then of course, and it's good to have the little bit of nervousness. I think it helps you perform better. You know, when you, because it keeps you on your toes, and that's always a good thing in a sense. You don't want to be too nervous, but a little bit, I think, is just fine. Yes, when it's a live show, it's harder because you cannot go back and correct what you said because it's already out there. When it's a recorded show, you can go back and fix it. So that, in that sense, there is, I won't call it nervousness, but just that you're aware of the fact that it's a live show, and that also keeps you on your toes. Again, that's a good thing, because you get the excitement of doing a live show, but at the same time, there's a little bit of, okay, remember this is a live show. So sometimes, you know, you're about to say something and then you're like, maybe not, this may not be, let me rethink this. And I have done that on quite a few occasions. So I will say that there are times when I'm nervous if it's a big show for whatever reason, you know, maybe we have a big guest on, or perhaps there's something else happening. And for days like that, there is just a little extra bit of nervousness. But other than that, it's just being alert to the fact. And there have been, you know, you spoke about the TV shows and how sometimes they don't realize a mic is on. That has happened to me. I don't recall if it's happened in the recent past, but that has happened to me in my early days, where I've gone, oh shoot, what, oh no. luckily for me, I wasn't saying anything that I ought not to have. So it was just, you know, some silly things here and there, but still you're embarrassed and you don't want anything to be out there that you didn't intend to be. But all that adds to the fun of a live show. I think that is the excitement of going live. The fact that, you know, it's here and now, and there's no chance to fix it. Once it's out there, it's gone. But at the same time, the thrill is also equally great, because if there's an embarrassing moment, then that is something you would very deeply be embarrassed by. But also, if you get something right on a live show, and especially if it's something that you were unprepared for, but you get it right, then the thrill is just as great, because you're like, oh, this was it. I mean, I didn't know how this happened, and look at what suddenly came my way, and I did it. It just gives, it's a different high altogether.
Yeah, and it's like really funny too. Like, I mean, we're all human, right? And we make a lot of mistakes, and you know, doing a career, like, we all make mistakes in our life. So I mean, it's like funny, and like you said, Shreeja, like, you just, like, it's like a thrill too at the same time. Like, even for the podcast, like, we were nervous for this interview, Shreeja, because like Mega said, we were on break, so it was like such a long time, and we were like rehearsing through, and you know, we're still nervous. You're like, oh my god, what's gonna happen. So yeah, definitely, like you said, like, we learn through as the time goes by and experience as well.
Yeah, well, I will say that if you were nervous, I couldn't sense it at all, and that's one of the skills that you require to be a radio host. You don't show it, so well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is pretty much all we wanted to cover. Is there anything that else you wanted to add in? I know this was a bit more than 10 minutes, but we had a lot to talk about. But
no, I'm glad that I was able to do it. And I just want to wish both of you, Megha and Varsha, you know, all the very best. I know you said you're both seniors, and I know how stressful this year has got to be. And the fact that you found something else to do, and which you are discovering may actually be in the future a passion, if it isn't one already, that is just awesome. And you both are so good at it. Like I said, I can't tell you've been on a break, and I cannot tell that you've been only doing this for maybe a year and a half now. So I would say keep going. It's a stressful year, no doubt, but don't give up on this. And I think both of you might just discover that perhaps, who knows, this might be a career that, you know, you might see yourself doing this in the future. You both are great. So keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And again, thank you so much for your compliments as always. And thank you so much, Shreeja, for joining. And yeah, so make sure to check out 92.3 FM. And again, we'll have more exciting, you know, guests coming up. So stay tuned for that. And we hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Before ending, can you give one piece of advice to our listeners? And you can shout out or promote anything you want.
One piece of advice to people who want to listen, who want to become radio hosts, or just anything?
Anything, any piece of advice.
Well, just start off 2022 on the right note. And I know we've all had a stressful couple of years, and although we are not out of the woods yet, but let's hope to have a positive year. Let's start the year on a positive note. We don't want anything else to be positive. We only want to start the year on a positive note, and then end it on the high that we're waiting for the longest time. So I wish everybody happiness this year. And that's all that I want to say to everybody who's listening to Megha, Varsha, and also to me. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you so much. And again, everyone, make sure to check out Bali 92.3 FM. And Shreeja actually hosts 92.3 FM, and Shreeja actually hosts a morning show, so make sure to check that out if you can. And thank you again for listening to today's episode, and we'll catch you next time.
Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha,
and Megha
signing off.